Good morning, and thank you for starting your Friday with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU.
Are we really, like, just getting dumber? Are people, seriously, are we raising our children to be dumber than we were when we were growing up?
Sure seems like it, doesn't it?
We did a lot of dumb stuff, right? But there's these new challenges now, and they're ridiculous. So the one, which is, this honestly is not that bad, which should tell you something, okay? The Cha-Cha Slide Challenge. You know the song.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Okay, but instead of just doing it, they're doing it in their cars. So when you...
Slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Okay, that's just dumb. Like, you're going to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. Luckily, there have been no reports of deaths on that one yet. But people are dying and getting severely injured and, like, serious brain injuries and broken bones from the Skullbreaker Challenge.
Which is odd. You would think something called the Skullbreaker Challenge would be perfectly safe.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know why people decide to do it. I mean, watching the videos, you know, there's something funny about watching someone fall, but this is just so asinine to me. So there are three friends lined up. The quote unquote friends. Well, I mean, you're choosing to do it, right? I don't know. Are they getting duped into doing it? I don't know. So the person in the middle jumps up in the air, and when they do, the person on either side of them, their friends, kick their legs out, so they don't land on their feet. They land on their back, and a lot of them are like, they're literally
crushing
their
skulls. Like you said, people are going to the hospital. Someone broke their wrist. I mean,
it's bad. I mean, it just, as an adult, you know how bad it hurts to fall on your rump. You know what I mean? And like, you bruise your coccyx and you can't sit down for months, right? This is worse than that.
Yeah. And they're doing it in, like, you know, school hallways where it's like really hard. It's not like they're doing it, you know, on top of a mat or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Just super dumb. Super dumb. So, you know, Dave and I were talking about when, because we're right around the same age. And when we were growing up, we did a lot of really dumb stuff.
Yeah. But it was just, at least if I remember correctly, it was just, you know, to show off or just because you just did it to be dumb. Like we climb up trees, who could climb the highest and jump out?
Right. But nobody did it in order to get hurt.
Right.
It was like you were doing it to show that you wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah.
So if you actually did, then you were the dummy, you know, and people actually look down on you. Whereas now it's like, oh,
the
let's
whole
see
purpose.
How many broken bones I can get doing
just like
this.
There was the challenge a couple months ago where you had to jam, was it a fork into a socket to get it to spark? Was it the spark challenge?
Oh, gosh.
Fires were started. Yeah, it's like
the Tide Pod challenge. Like they were right. Like you are asking for it. But when you think about it, you know, and these kids are like, are they just not supervised? I don't know. I don't have the answers to that stuff. Right. But and that's not what we're trying to find out today. Mm-hmm. I think that what we should try to find out today is what you did as a kid that got you in a lot of trouble. Like, what was the dumb thing that you did that you got caught doing and you got in big trouble?
Yeah, because we all did a load of dumb stuff. So what's the one that someone caught you? For me, it was in middle school art class. It was a part of our class. We were making clay stuff and painting it and putting it in the kiln.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be fun to see the crayons melt on the kiln. So I dumped a whole big box of 64 crayons on the top of the kiln.
Oh.
Because kiln gets pretty darn hot.
Yes,
watched it melt. Apparently that's dangerous. So it melts
and
it out, like, encases
messy
it.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty. How old was that for you?
Middle school. Or it could have been a couple weeks ago. I'm not really sure.
You had a kiln in middle school that they let you near?
Well,
that
see what happens.
Dangerous. Well,
it's not my own fault then. Thank you, Andy.
You're the reason that there are no kilns in middle school anymore. Right? Like, you created that rule.
Well, you're
everyone.
Welcome, America. So I had, the funny thing, to make it even better, I had to go to detention. One day detention, the next morning, I had to show up like 2 or 3 hours early. The teacher forgot about it. So I was just sitting there by myself at the
school. Oh, my gosh.
So.
Yeah, but you had to tell your, like, your parents.
Oh, yeah,
they had to
I
get
did.
You there early. And that was the worst. Right?
Yeah.
And again, that, like, when we were growing up, if you got in trouble at school, you got in a hella trouble when you got home.
Yes, that was the worst.
It is not like that anymore.
The saying of wait till your dad gets home?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And that, like, my dad was not the punisher. My mom was the punisher. But I would have done anything so that he wasn't disappointed in me. I never wanted my dad to look at me like, you really shouldn't have done that. So, like, it would kill me when my mom would say, you know, dad was really, you know, he was not impressed with your behavior today. I would be like, no.
So did you have a moment that stood out, like my crayon kiln incident?
Here's the thing about me. I did some dumb stuff, not too bad, right? But I never got in trouble for it. Like, I don't know why. Maybe because I just genuinely wasn't a bad person, like, trying to push the envelope that much that I can remember. But I do remember my sisters and my friends getting mad at me because I was the one that didn't get in trouble. Right. Okay, I remember leaving school early to go out for lunch, and we weren't, you know, we weren't allowed to, like, now kids are can go out for lunch sometimes,
sure.
But not at my school. We were in the middle of farms. You know, I drove a pickup truck to school. And so my friend Libby and I we left school early to go to the Chinese restaurant, which was, you know, a few miles away. So there's one road into the school campus and one road out, and we're on our way out. And I have this white pickup truck trimmed in blue. So, like, there was no, it was
it
my,
stands
everyone
out.
Knew
yeah.
It was, yeah. So as we're driving down the road, I see this little Plymouth Horizon coming up the road, and that was Mr. Glicky, our principal.
And you're thinking, oh.
Well, no. Libby was, but again, I don't get in trouble. So Libby's like, oh, and she said a bad word, and I was like, well, just get on the floor. So she gets on the floor of the truck, and I slow down, and I roll the window down. She's like, what are you doing? And he's like, hey, Andy, what's going on? I was like, nah, nothing. Just thought I'd go grab some Chinese food, you know, for lunch. I'll be back in like an hour. And he was like, all right, have a good one. And he just
like, what is
going.
Happening?
So Libby's on the floor of the car looking up at me like, how does this happen to
yeah.
you? I don't know. I think because I just owned it. Like, yeah, I'm just going to do this, but I'll be right back.
Yeah, you didn't do it sheepishly like you were doing something wrong. It's like, no, here's what I'm doing.
The truth really flabbergasts people. That's when I learned not to lie. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're a good friend to have. Does it still work? Like, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket, or do you own that confidently?
No. I mean, I got a lot of tickets when I was younger, and I can't defend myself. You know, like, I would never be like, oh, no, officer, I was doing this. And it was always like, you got me. I would just weep, you know, I would just weep, and I would still get the ticket. They'd be like, don't cry here. I'm like, I can't afford this. I was a wreck of a human. Yeah. So
we want to know, what did you do to get in trouble when you were a kid? Give us a call, 215-263-6700. In the meantime, you said the Skull Breaker Challenge is three people. There's three of us. So, Donnie, get in the middle.
Yes! Mornings with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Kathy. What is your story about something you did to get in trouble when you were a kid?
Well, in Kentucky, we have big hills. So when we were younger, my friend Colleen and I would hide behind houses, and when a car would come in the snow, we would jump on the back bumper, and we would hang on it, and it would take us, and we would just, like, ski on the snow. It was like bumper snowing.
That is so cool.
Oh, yeah, it was cool until we got caught.
So did you get caught, like, every time you did it, or did you just get caught once and that was the end?
No, well, one time, but, you know, that you don't listen. Back then, we didn't have cell phones to record each other, so who would know?
Right.
You know,
the glory days.
That sounds like super fun.
Try it. It's awesome.
I don't know that we can encourage people to do that because it's probably very dangerous, too.
Yeah, falling hurts more when you're a grown up.
Well, and so does the car that's behind you rolling over you.
You know, I'm looking at a car in front of me. They don't even have, like, the true bumpers. Back in, like, the 70s and 80s, you had those bumpers.
And maybe that's exactly why.
Yeah,
you're
true.
The reason. True. Just like Dave is the reason that kilns are no longer in middle school.
Well, maybe I'll start a new TikTok. Maybe this will be the new TikTok trend from all your listeners.
It all started here.
Thanks so much for calling. That's awesome.
I love your show. XTU is the best.
Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. Along with Andy, I'm Dave Cruz. And to no one's surprise, there's a couple more idiotic challenges out on the internet. Was it Skull Breaker, Skull Crusher?
Right. Which is, I mean, just so dumb. And there's just a lot of dumb stuff going on out there. Now, listen, it's easy for us to say these kids are just stupid, right? Because they're doing these things. But we all did some dumb stuff, too. Am I right, Paul?
Yes.
What did you do, buddy?
We did a senior prank back in the 80s. Downingtown High School used to back up to a farm, and my buddy owned the farm. So we took 15 chickens, 2 pigs, a cow, and put them in the back door of Downingtown High School, senior high. And we let them go inside the school at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
And we were doing great until the one guy, went around and started bragging about it.
Oh,
the one with the big mouth ruined it,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. So the principal was real cool back then. We knew the principal really well. So the principal just laughed it up and, you know, didn't give us any detentions or anything. He pretty much just let us go.
Oh, wow. Good.
How'd your parents take it?
Oh, my dad laughed his ass off.
My, how times have changed, though, right? Like, you can never get away with that now. Paul, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. All right, good morning, Jim. What is your story? How did you get into trouble when you were a kid?
Well, we used to, a bunch of our kids in our neighborhood, we used to go around and collect dog crap, and we put it in brown paper bags, and we'd take it to the doorsteps of people we didn't like. And, well, we didn't really dislike them, but we just thought that they would not enjoy it. And we would light it on fire and knock on the door, and they would come out, and they'd stop on the bag, and then they'd have the dog poop all over their bottom of their feet.
So I always thought that was just something that was on
Three Stooges
or
stuff,
something. Right?
Yeah.
But you really did it.
We did it, yeah. And the actual person we did it to, her name was Penny Jewel, and then her nickname became Penny Pooper because she was the first one. First one we really did it to.
Penny Pooper. Did she ever catch you guys? Did she know who?
We eventually got caught. My dad beat me so bad. It was it was definitely worth it.
Poor Penny Pooper.
Yeah. Penny Pooper.
Penny Pooper.
Still around.
If you're listening, Penny Pooper, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh my gosh, we've got to talk about like horrible nicknames. Yeah, that was too.
That was back in the late 70s and early 80s, I guess. It was late 70s, early 80s.
But it was so funny.
That's funny, Jim.
I actually have my daughter, my 11-year-old, in the car, and I'm not teaching her bad things.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly right.
Thanks for calling up, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Love you all.
Way up. Thank you. Summer Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. every morning. 92.5 XTU.
That's so great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.